as crime continues to rise, threatening the American way of life.
We moved to the suburbs to get away from drug dealers. Now it's everywhere. Nobody knows what.
Breakdown of the American family. Can it be possible?
I think we need role models for values.
And yet another UN trouble spot erupts, and the call for U.S. military support under UN command has already been
issued. We need a commander-in-chief who'll put America first.
Since the Clinton tax increase of 1993, taxes on some senior citizens have skyrocketed.
And whatever happened to Clinton's middle-class tax cut? All I can see is he's raised taxes.
A new poll shows confidence in the president at another new low.
Well, I don't want a president we're ashamed of. I want someone who will make us proud.
All across this country, Americans are looking for leadership. We long for a president to make us proud, to inspire us in good times and bad. A leader who shares our values and understands that sacrifice, courage, and commitment have made America the greatest country in the history of the world. April 10th, 1995, Bob Dole announces for the presidency of the United States.
When I went off to war, it was to defend a community of values unique in all the world. I came back sustained by the love and generosity of friends and neighbors who renewed my sense of life's possibilities.
In November of 1994, Americans united to reaffirm the revolutionary principles which launched this country on the road to greatness. We renewed our faith in the individual and our healthy skepticism of big government. We sent an unequivocal message to Washington that we have more faith in our families, communities, and churches than we do in federal bureaucrats, and more confidence in our abilities to spend our dollars wisely than those far away who think they know better.
We need a president who shares our values, embraces our agenda, and it will lead the fight for fundamental change America chose last November. We need a president who will say yes to the American people, and that is the kind of president I intend to be.
In 1996, Americans can elect a president who understands his mission. Bob Dole knows exactly what he wants to do as president.
My mandate as president would be to rein in the federal government in order to set free the spirit of the American people, to reconnect our government in Washington with the common sense values of our citizens, and to reassert American interests wherever and whenever they are challenged around the world.
One man stands ready to lead America into the next century with a renewed commitment to the greatness that is America's destiny.
It is critical to have a president who knows what made America great and what has been sacrificed to keep us free, and who would do all in his power to lead America back to her place in the sun. My friends, I have the experience. I have been tested and tested and tested in many, many ways. I am not afraid to lead, and I know the way.
We hope that you will enjoy listening to this discussion of some of the critical issues facing our families, America, and the world. Bob Dole has prepared for this job like few men in the history of our country. He has the courage, conviction, and compassion to be one of the great presidents in our history. This is An American Renewal, Bob Dole's agenda for America's future. Former Governor Carol Campbell of South Carolina.
Every time that Bill Clinton's proposed higher taxes, Bob Dole's led the fight to stop him. Before he announced for president in April 1995, Bob Dole signed the Taxpayers Protection Pledge. That's a contract to stop any effort to raise income tax rates. You know, Bob Dole understands that we can cut wasteful government spending, and we can give middle-class taxpayers the break that they've long been promised. And as president, he'll show true presidential leadership by fighting to cut spending and to reduce the tax burden on every working family in America. That's the kind of president that we need.
Senator Bob Dole.
Let me make this fundamental belief crystal clear. We can cut taxes and balance the budget.
The key is cutting wasteful government spending, and that's why I've made reining in the federal government one of the cornerstones of my presidential campaign. We should provide a tax credit for families with children and remove the marriage penalty. And we should cut the capital gains tax to stimulate economic growth, create new jobs, and expand opportunity for all of our people. As president, I will be committed to making our tax system lower, fairer, flatter, simpler, so that ordinary people like you and me could fill out our tax form without a lawyer or an accountant or both. I fought the Clinton tax increases because the answer to balancing the budget is cutting spending, not asking the hard-working middle-class families of America to pay more in taxes. Bill Clinton even increased taxes on our senior citizens so that some seniors were paying as much as 56% more. That's wrong. I grew up in a family in which every penny counted, and when times were tough, we didn't look to the federal government to bail us out. We just worked harder and spent less. And for a while, our whole family, Mom, Dad, my brother Kenny, and my two sisters, Gloria and Norma Jean, moved into the basement of our small home while we rented out the rest of the house. My dad worked two jobs, and I always had jobs in high school and college. But everybody in our small town worked hard. That's the American way. Work hard, overcome adversity, and achieve your dreams. But today, for too many Americans, government keeps getting in the way, from high taxes to intrusive regulations. Only by reducing the size of government and its huge price tag can we begin to restore the hope of the American dream.
Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa.
In Iowa, we like independent leaders who are willing to make the tough choices. One leader has always stood with me on the side of cutting wasteful spending and reducing the size of government, Bob Dole. Remember when Bill Clinton wanted a massive government takeover of the healthcare system? Bob Dole's strength of leadership and common sense saved the day. For America to have a bright future that we deserve, it is critical to cut spending and to reduce the size of government. Bob Dole stands ready to lead the fight for our future. America needs Bob Dole as president.
Senator Bob Dole.
Americans have always had a healthy skepticism of big government. I want to start reining in government by eliminating four of the most ineffective, burdensome, and meddlesome departments: education, housing and urban development, energy, and commerce. Let's close down the education department and spend the money on our children, not bureaucracies and red tape. And let's implement school choice to return power to parents. I've opposed the education department since 1979, when I voted against its creation. HUD, the Housing and Urban Development Department, has become a cash cow for big city mayors and the well-connected. We should give housing vouchers to those who need them and get the government out of the landlord business altogether. Energy would better function as an agency within the Department of Defense. And more than half of what the Department of Commerce does has nothing to do with commerce or trade, duplicated by 71 other governmental departments, agencies, and offices. That's just the beginning. We must make key reforms to restore economic sanity, like the balanced budget amendment and the line item presidential veto. President Clinton and the Liberal Democrats blocked the balanced budget amendment, but I'll keep fighting for it until it's the law of the land. And as president, the line item veto will enable me to cut wasteful spending and block needless pork barrel waste. Truly reversing the expansion of big government demands presidential leadership, a strong president who can stand up to the powerful forces always demanding more spending. I can make the tough decisions to get the job done.
Mrs. Elizabeth Dole.
As president of the American Red Cross, a nonpartisan organization, we don't get involved in policy issues not directly affecting the organization. But I can tell you about my husband, Bob Dole, a man of enormous courage, conviction, and compassion. Bob understands that the soul of our society is found in our commitment to traditional values. As a young soldier, Bob, like so many others, risked his life to defend our freedoms and values. His hometown of Russell, Kansas, came together to help him overcome his war injuries and renew his spirit. Today, Bob Dole wants to help America renew our national spirit and the values that have always been the bedrock of this great country. He's a good and gentle man with a fierce strength and fortitude, forged in his determination to overcome adversity. I know he'll make America proud.
Senator Bob Dole.
When I went off to war, it was to defend a community of values unique in all the world. One of my missions as president is to reconnect Washington and those in the cultural capitals of America with this fundamental truth. All values are not the same. Ideas have consequences, and values make a nation. It does matter if a child does not have a father. It does matter if the family disintegrates. It does matter if you work. And it makes all the difference if you say no to drugs. We must guarantee that every American has the right to enjoy religious liberty and freedom of conscience. If students can discuss sports, music, or drama at school, they should also be allowed to voluntarily pray. As president, I'll make certain our tax dollars are not used to fund the National Endowment for the Arts, which I opposed as a congressman when it was first created in 1965. Why is the federal government in the culture business? And in this explosion of the information age, why do we have a corporation for public broadcasting? It was a bad idea in 1967 when I voted against its creation, and it remains simply unnecessary and wasteful. Today, every parent knows that our popular culture all too often bombards our children with destructive messages of casual violence and even more casual sex. The solution lies close to home with the American people. Shame is a powerful tool, and we should use it. So together, let's refocus the spotlight. Let's put the heat on the entertainment industry. We must hold them accountable for putting profit ahead of common decency.
Governor George Pataki of New York.
40 years of liberal Democratic leadership in Congress have fostered a climate where too often criminals are coddled and victims are neglected. In New York State, I fought to bring back the death penalty, which liberals like Mario Cuomo had blocked for too long. Leadership makes a difference, and as president, Bob Dole has the character and courage to lead the national fight against crime and drugs. We need a president America respects, and criminals fear. That's Bob Dole.
Senator Bob Dole.
Today, a criminal committing a serious crime has less than a 10% chance of going to jail. Once in jail, that criminal will serve only a fraction of his sentence. That's a tragedy. Random violence is threatening the communal threat of American life. For the first time in our nation's history, the FBI estimates that a majority of all murders are committed by strangers, 53%. Our lives are growing hostage to the random acts of faceless, nameless strangers. We should put an end to parole for violent criminals, put limits on the endless and often frivolous appeals clogging our courts, remove teenagers who commit serious violent crimes from juvenile courts, and try them as adults. And we must be more concerned about the rights of victims than the privileges of criminals. Crime and drugs go hand in hand. Yet instead of waging a war on drugs, the Clinton administration is in full retreat. In the last 2 years, they have cut the budget for the Drug Czar's office, sharply curtailed the effort to stop drugs before they reach our borders, and perhaps most importantly, abdicated the moral leadership we so desperately need. A strong president, trusted and respected, can make America a safer place to live.
Governor Jim Edgar of Illinois.
Our welfare system has failed. Republican governors are attacking the problem in fundamental ways, and we need President Bob Dole's help. Since 1979, Bob Dole has been fighting to give governors more control so we can demand work for welfare and empower individuals to take responsibility for their own lives. Bill Clinton says he wants to reform welfare, but his answer is typically more spending and more government. With President Bob Dole on our side, we can get to work ending the tragic cycle of welfare dependency.
Senator Bob Dole.
The welfare tragedy is one of the great failures of our time. Hardworking Americans have watched billions and billions of our tax dollars wasted in massive federal programs. Why are the liberals in Washington so afraid to turn welfare decision-making over to our governors and state legislatures? The question is not compassion. Americans are the most generous, kind people on earth. But welfare has become a misery subsidy, fostering illegitimacy and generations of dependency. We must give states and cities more control, demand that the able-bodied work, and make welfare a temporary hand-up, not a lifestyle. Quit paying children to have children. In 1992, we elected a president who promised to end welfare as we know it. In 1996, it's time to elect a president who will get the job done.
Ambassador Jean Kirkpatrick.
The freedoms we Americans enjoy each day were won through the foresight, strength, courage, and sacrifice of generations. Yet the lessons we learned in two world wars and the Cold War seem to have been forgotten by liberals who are too careless with American strength and too hesitant to protect American interests around the world. Bob Dole is a leader who understands the price of freedom and peace and the significant sacrifices democracy can demand. In a still uncertain and dangerous world, Bob Dole will be a strong and forceful president Americans can trust. I think America and the free world need his strength, courage, experience, and character. I think we need Bob Dole as our commander-in-chief.
Senator Bob Dole.
One of my key missions as president is to reassert American interest wherever and whenever threatened in the world. It's time to return to a simple concept. America is number one, and our policy should be to remain at the top. We must stop placing the agenda of the United Nations before the interests of the United States. When we take our revolution to the White House in 1996, we will vow that American policies will be determined by the United States, not by the United Nations. America must return to our role as a forceful leader of the free world, a role that we have earned by example, sacrifice, and courage throughout our history. Let us never forget that America has been the greatest force for good the world has ever known. And I was reminded of that on the 50th anniversary of D-Day last summer, when the eyes of the world were focused on the beaches of France. I was there and witnessed the emotions as memories came flooding back, memories of the heroism, the sacrifices, and pain men and women suffered. Before visiting France, I traveled to northern Italy, where I served in the 10th Mountain Division. While revisiting the battle sites, I thought about why we had been sent there, about the America of our youth, the America we were risking our lives to protect, and about our hopes for the generations who would follow us. Then I thought about the America we live in now, an America still great and still the beacon of freedom around the world, but an America that is headed in the wrong direction. Standing there gazing across those now peaceful fields, I thought of why it is critical to have a president who knows what made America great, who knows what has been sacrificed to keep us free, and who would do all in his power to lead America back to her place in the sun. My friends, I have the experience. I've been tested in many, many ways. I'm not afraid to lead, and I know the way. Let us rein in our government to set the spirit of the American people free. Let us renew our moral convictions and strengthen our families by returning to fundamental values. Together, let us reassert our rightful place as a great nation. We should do it for ourselves. We owe it to our children. We must act to be worthy of the gift our ancestors sacrificed so much for, to ensure the next century will dawn on a new beginning of American greatness, prosperity, and freedom. Let us do it together. Let us begin today. Thank you, and God bless America.
These are the critical issues facing America, and one man stands ready to lead. From day one, President Bob Dole will start to rein in government, reconnect government to our values, and provide the strong conservative leadership America needs. He has the experience, the courage, and the commitment to be one of the great presidents in our history. Join Bob Dole's campaign for America's future. To lend your support, call 1-800-BOB-DOLE. Call today. Bob Dole needs your help. And America needs Bob Dole. Paid for by Dole for President, Robert Lighthizer, Treasurer.